Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show topic is learning how to close a sale. And the reason that I'm covering this is because no matter what you do, no matter what business you're in, you are selling, whether you're selling a product or whether you're selling yourself to a company that you want to become an employee there. So it's, and people think, well, some people are born salesmen. That may be true, but you can also learn to become a salesman. So what we're going to do is talk to you about some of the things that you might need to know that can help you understand how to close a sale and what you would really be able to do that can help you benefit from closing a sale. And it's just you need to think about it in a way as the process you go to. And the purpose of delivering a presentation is not to close the sale. The purpose to deliver a quality presentation and ask for the order if you believe your product or service truly adds value to the prospect. So think about the things that you do. Think about how you go about the process of closing a sale. And a closing of a sale, you may start notices what motivates you to action. For instance, what is the individual's hot button? What is it that will make them want to purchase something? How is that product going to benefit them in their life? And how can they really take it and make it feel as though that you're giving them something that can really help them? And you also want to discover what motivates them and incorporate that into your selling. For example, what motivated you? And think about it. The close is a section of the presentation where you ask for commitment. The close is the natural conclusion to a well-delivered sales presentation. So what are the things that you really want to do? And there's three ways to elevate your closing results: the inner game of the closing, the outer game of the closing, and then a call to action. So remember, people on a consciously do things, and they also subconsciously do things. When you go into a department store, when they want you, especially during the holidays, during the time when people have to get gifts, where do they place everything? Right in the path of where you go. You find all the tables with all the wrapped gifts. So think about what companies do that help you to really get to a point where you close that sale. And selling is a service, and you sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion. Selling is about leading. Remember, you are using a story to sell them, and you're leading them to the natural conclusion of that sale. So selling is about moving people to action. So, and think about the things that you could do, and remember, you really want to be able to script a close, because if you don't sound smooth when you're doing it, then what's going to happen is they're not going to be ready to buy. People will buy today if you give them a reason to buy today. Remember the story about what? Remember when in the last year when they wanted to move cars? What did they do? They were given cash for clunkers, and that if you had a car that was beyond a certain age and met certain qualifications, you could get cash back. Even on things like your stove and your refrigerator, these are things that are energy-producing products that they want to get out of people's homes and get them buying the new things. So that's moving product. So how are you going to do things that can really help you plan out your clothes? Remember, if you are going into an interview for a job, what do you need to do? You need to sell yourself to that company as being the answer to their problem, and you also have to lead them through to the natural conclusion of that they are the person for that job. And the better you are at handling that in the interview, then guess what? You have a better opportunity than someone else who comes in less prepared. So, the ways of closing are to ask the question and then be silent. Then you direct them to the back table, the order form close. An order form close means that you're passing out an order form and you've discussed the different things at the back of the table and how they can benefit them. You lead them through to checking off what it is they want to buy, and then you also have a way of getting them to hand over their credit card. And also, today with the internet, you can also offer them the opportunity to order online. And remember, what do people do? They model other people's behavior. So how can you take a situation and put it into an avenue where you're giving them the opportunity to really understand what it is that you're going to do? Now, there's also the leverage close. That's where collection agencies focus on the consequence of not taking action. Remember, what happens? They're going to tell you how it affects your credit because it keeps getting reported to your credit for 5 years. So then what happens if you defaulted or you were late on a payment to the credit card company? And when you get outrageously late, then they turn it over to collection agencies. Then you get phone calls coming in all the time. So remember, these are some things that help you figure out how to do things. There's also the assumption close. Which credit card would you like to use today? That is that you already have the assumption and the plan that they are going to buy it today. And you can also use the scarcity close. We only have one left. Would you like to get it? And think about it as a sales, as a mountain that you're climbing when you're selling someone. You first want to do you work towards the lead generation. You're contacting them. You're setting up the appointment. Then you're going through and you're helping, getting them to trust you. You're helping them identify their needs. You're sharing the benefits, and then you're moving up towards the top where you are closing the sale. And that means that you can elegantly dance with the prospect. You can qualify them, and you also learn how to handle objections. And you also figure out how you follow up with them. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you put yourself into that idea of where you want to be and how you're going to make it work for you? So let's look at some things that we can do that can really get you to make that sale that will really make it your best year ever. And you need to learn how to improve your skills because, I mean, usually a sales girl is there just to help you, but you already come in with the idea you're ready to buy something. You're just looking for the best price. And what I'm going to do is tell you a little story about how, and this is something that comes from my family. My mother and my sister often would go shopping in the department stores, and my sister used to work in the department store. Well, you know, you go in there, and the sales girl is usually trained to tell you how everything looks so good on you and how it, you know, that's to get you to buy it, to really hype you up on how great you look. But then what happens is you buy it because you've hyped up there, and then you go back and you look at it on you, and it just doesn't seem so right on you. So what you need to do is look for some things that you can do. Now, how you can improve your skills. Being mediocre will not cut it in this marketplace. Because remember, right now we're in a down market. There's 100 people for one job. So if you're trying to sell yourself for the job, how can you put yourself in that position? Well, you need to look as though you're going to shine. And the big idea for you is to get better in business. The question is, what are you going to do differently to improve your skills? Million-dollar ideas will be bouncing off the walls during, and think about some things that you can do that can really help you get better. And you can do that by getting in front of more people. And you want to build more repeat and referral business. Think about the different products that network marketing companies. Their products are consumables, and when they're consumables, then guess what? You're going to get repeat business. Then if the individual really likes the product, they refer other people to you. So what you need to do to really build a business is to learn how to improve your presentation. How to solve these problems? Put systems in place. What kind of system are you going to have that's going to help you make that sale that's really going to get you where you want to be? And listen for yourself and listen to teach your team. And make a commitment. Take what you learn and apply it and teach it to at least one other person. If you are willing and outcomes, add value, invite to participate, and adapt. In some cases, it is adapt or die. And think about, well, look at what Detroit has had to do. What has happened in the car industry? What did they promote for a long time? The big SUVs, the big gas guzzlers. Then what happened when they started having the problems with the oil? You started seeing them gear up towards smaller cars that started having better gas mileage. And that's part of when you think about the cash for clunkers. How are you getting old cars off the road that were putting out pollutants into the air and using up a lot of gas? So think about things, places that you can really adapt and where you can plan things. What is your inner game? What is your outer game? And what action are you going to take to make things work for you? And you want to look at, if you truly want to have your best year ever, it begins with intention. What are you going to do? How are you going to plan it out? Why now is a great time to have your best year ever? It's thinning of the herd. It's knowledge-based economy. There are bargains everywhere. You can get and make a lot of money by solving problems that people have. We live in an abundant world. People are still buying. Many people will create great wealth during these times. And optimization, not doing something new. It is looking for ways to get maximum results from what you are already doing. Your business is like a chain. The critical success factors in your business are like links to the chain. Work on strengthening each link. And increase the value of what you're doing. You want to leverage doing more for less. $100,000 and $1 million, over 300 people will watch, and only when you think of the sale and you are going to a company, think about the point, the power of the interest. That is, when you meet someone, it's not who you get from that person, as it's all of the people they know that they can work in a company. And if you want to get in with the company, if you know someone within that company, they can get you up the ladder to the person who makes the decision. So you want to look at who is the person that you need to speak to. And also, develop systems. It's three key systems for any business: lead generation, appointment setting, lead conversion. Systems create predictability. Systems are duplicatable. Systems create leverage. A lot of businesses in the past relied on whatever business organically came in, and it was enough to sustain them. Remember, you have people that years ago, what did they do? They had a store in a mall where they had a lot of foot traffic, and that's how they depended on growing their business. But today, people do more work from home, so how are you going to stand out in that crowd? What are you going to do that's going to really help you get yourself to that point of putting you in the position of being where you want to be in the future? And how are you going to be accountable? And that means that you want to give more than you actually have coming back to you. And now, here's another example is what's been happening with Tiger Woods and his golf game. He, in his heyday, he was out there, he was doing very well. He had a great relationship with his wife that you saw on the outside. No one knew what was going on the inside. And then now it came out that behind closed doors, he was having a lot of affairs. True or not true, this is the story. Well, now he had a layoff from golf, and he's come back. And even though he's got coaches, that what's going on in his head is also affecting his golf game. So think of some things that can really put you in a position to really help you. And remember, when you are giving out or doing something, you need to look at it as, how are you going to do something that can really put you in the position of being more successful? And what I want to do is talk about a way that you can learn the skills that you need to learn. And your baseline strategy, your baseline is everything that you're doing to generate the results that you are currently producing. You have a baseline in many areas of sales. You have an income baseline. You have a referral baseline. You have a closing baseline. The baseline strategy is to keep doing all of the things that you have been doing to produce your baseline in any given area. Then add one or more new ideas to your baseline, and you will produce a new and better result. There are three things you can do to do a baseline. You can add something new, you can subtract something, you can improve something. So what I want you to think about is identifying seven or more items that you can add or subtract to improve your baseline. That is, if you're out there selling and you're doing mediocre, what are some things that you can really do that's going to improve where you are and where you want to be and how you're going to get there? Now, imagine how your life will be different. You get what you focus on. Most people focus on what they don't want. When you focus on what you don't want, unfortunately, that is usually what you get. This exercise is designed to help you focus on what you want. It is called Imagine How My Life Will Be Different When. The purpose of the exercise is to imagine how your life will be different when your current reality changes. For instance, if you are renting and you want to become a homeowner, imagine how your life will be different when you are in your new home. What will motivate and inspire you? Imagine how your life will be different when. And write out a scenario. Time management. Now, the reason we're talking about time management is whenever you have your own business, sometimes, especially when you're just starting and you don't have a lot of money, then you tend to want to do all the things yourself. In fact, I was listening in on a presentation that someone gave called Outsourcing Secrets. And he made it sound like it was this big secret of how do you go out and outsource. Well, all he was really doing was talking about time management. How do you plan out your day so that you can get things done? And usually time management, you need to think of what are the things that you don't like to get done. Because if you wait to do that at the end of the day, then guess what? You're never going to get to it. So the best thing you can do is do those things at the very beginning of your day. Time management is one of the keys to success in business and in life. And I developed a system to plan my day. Here is the system. Spend 14 minutes planning each day. There are 1,440 minutes each day. 14 minutes is 1% of the day. During the 14 minutes, ask yourself your time management questions. Write down your answer. Below are questions I ask myself each day. Use my questions as a template to create your own questions. Store the questions in your mind. Pre-planning, questions for today, post-planning. Pre-planning questions. At what level am I committed to play during planning? How long will I spend planning? Questions for the day. At what level am I committed to playing today? How will I reach for success today? What are carryover activities from yesterday? What must I accomplish today? With whom do I need to follow up? What new prospects will I call? How will I improve my health today? How will I do spiritually today? In what ways will I lead my team today? Post-planning. Questions. Can I group any of my activities? Can I delegate any of my activities? I looked at my list and I asked myself, do I really need to do this? Apply the 80-20 rule. What two activities will provide the most value? Are there any activities I need to block time for? And then you create a list of customized questions to ask yourself to plan and optimize your day. Affirmations. Change begins in language. When you change your language, you change your reality. Each day I read my list of affirmations. Sometimes I read them out aloud. Sometimes I say the affirmations to myself. Use my list below as a template to create your own list. I am a hero in my home. I love managing my company. I consistently focus on my highest and best use. I practice best practices. I take massive action. I plan every day on paper. I love God. My book is a bestseller. People love to buy my DVDs. I am the top sales trainer in the world. All of my actions have a powerful ripple effect. I am a master of action. I am a great leader. Each day I am becoming healthier. I make a difference in the world. My net worth increases every day. My life is clutter-free and organized. I leave things nicer than I found them. I am enjoying the now. I now have all the money that I need to do everything I want. All my investments are profitable. People love to buy from me. People love to give me referrals. I effortlessly attract success. I have everything I need to create the life I want. I create my reality. I have all the time I need to do everything I want. I attract world-class people who want to be on my team. And think of some things that you can do in goal setting, 10-step goal setting process. Think about what you want and write it down. Define exactly what you want and write it down. Make sure your goal is measurable. And that is very important because, and this is the thing that I like to tell people, is think about it as a stepping ladder from top to bottom. And you cannot look, there is a process that you go through no matter what you do. And how can you take that process and put it into action? And that's your system that you need to do, because when you have systems in place, then guess what? You can also set measurable goals for yourself. Identify the specific reasons you want this goal and write them down. Establish a definite date for accomplishing of your goal and write it down. List the action steps you need to take to accomplish your goal. Create an action plan from your list of action steps. Take action. Do something every day. View your goal as often as possible. Take a goal through the 10-step goal setting process. Step one, think about what you want and write it down. This is a brainstorming exercise. Spend 5 minutes writing down what you want and plan it. Decide exactly what you want and write it down. List 5 goals. Select one goal to take through the rest of the goal setting process. Write that goal write that goal down and follow through on it. Look at your goal and make sure it is measurable. Describe how you will measure your goal. Identify why you want to accomplish your goal. List 3 reasons. Remember, everything you're doing, it has to have, that's why when you have a business plan, you have a section in there where you're writing down the steps you're going to take. Because if you're looking for funding, people are going to want to know, do you have a measurable goal? How are you going to identify those, and how are you going to actually reach them? Set a date and a definite date for accomplishment of your goal and write it down. List the action steps you need to take to accomplish your goal. Create an action plan from your action steps listed. Number them in the order they need to be taken. Take action. This is where the rubber meets the road. Do something every day. Maintain your momentum. View your goal as often as possible. Incorporate this step into your daily affirmations. Keep your goal in front of you. Sales models. The most effective way to create consistently is to establish a sales model or process. Here are some examples of sales models. 1 call close. Here you ask for the order at the end of the initial appointment. And when you think about it, and I remember being a Girl Scout, what did we do? We went to door to door. We had our boxes with us. We told people what the product was. We told them the price. People bought. Today, you see the Girl Scouts with tables sitting in front of the grocery store. And that's because today going door to door is not as safe as it was 20 years ago. So what are some things that you can do that can help you close a sale at the initial end of an appointment? If it's a specific product, write it down. Set appointment, 1 call close. Here is your first set of an appointment. Then go to the appointment. At the end of the appointment, ask for the order. This is the model real estate agents use when they are trying to get listings. Set appointment, 1 call, 2 call close. Here you set an appointment, go to the appointment, set and go to the second appointment, and then ask for the order. This is the model most financial advisors use. And that's because you need to look at financially, people the first time, they're going to sit down and they're going to tell you what they can do and how they can help you with planning out your future. And then what they want you to do is pull your things together, think of the things you can do, set a second appointment, and then they're going to try and sell you on closing the sale. There are success clues all around you. Begin to look at what other successful people in your industry are doing. Then list 7 things other successful people are doing in your industry that you are not. Endorsements. Here are some ways to use endorsements. You place endorsements on your website and the sales presentations and emails. Endorsers put you and your product or service on their website. List companies and people who can endorse you. Testimonials. Nothing sells like success. Testimonial stories can convey your success to the benefit of your product or service. They can go on websites and sales, letters, or in PowerPoint presentations. They can also be incorporated into your sales presentation. Create a list of people who have provided you with testimonials. If you are new to your business, you can use testimonials from companies whom you associate with. And look at some of the things that you can do that can really help you benefit and put yourself at the next level. And what I want to do is take a short break here, and I also want to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com, and you can purchase time for mentoring. Or what I'm looking at doing is saying offering group coaching, because you can pay that monthly or you can pay it on a different level. But the idea is that when you have other people working with you, then it helps you to stay on track and put yourself at the level that you really want to be. And how are you going to move yourself to that level? And make a list of the people that you would like to provide you with with testimonials. And leverage. Using leverage is going to be a big part of your plan. Begin to think about ways you can create leverage in your business. Database. Keep all your leads in one database. Examples of database software are ACT and Goldmine. There are many others. My new software is Infusion CRM, available at www.infusionsoft.com. Most salespeople and network marketers, a database is critical to your success. And here's a lesson from the School of Hard Knocks. Remember to make backup copies of your database on a regular basis. Direct mail. This tool allows you to market consistently to your prospects. Consistency is the key. Here you have marketing at zero cost. Again, consistency is the key. Front of the room speaking. There are many benefits here. Positions you as an expert. Builds rapport with your prospects. Generates lots of leads. Think about it. There are many groups out there, many social groups, like Lions Club or Key Clubs, where they're always looking for speakers to come in and give presentations. And what do you do with these places? You collect those business cards. And today, every business card has an email address. And when they give you their business card, that gives you the opportunity to look at that as a sales lead and a prospect. And that's one of the ways that you can help build up your list. Another thing is to offer a special report. Having a special report is a great tactic. Here is how it works. You offer a special report or ebook in exchange for the prospect's contact information. This builds rapport in your database at the same time. And usually what you do is have a one-page squeeze page on the internet, a link that they can go to. Your website keeps your business open 24/7. Do you know that your customers Google your company and your name all the time? It is important that you have a presence on the web. Conference call. Employing conference calls is one of my favorite ways to market. You can reach your target market at very little cost. You can record the conference call and create an audio link, replay line, or audio CD. Now, then you have instant teleseminar, you have free conference calls, you have free conference pro, you have GoToWebinars, and when you do a webinar, then you're using your PowerPoint and you're creating something that gives you the opportunity to have something in front of you and that gives you an outline that you can use when you are working with individuals or trying to, excuse me, conference call, employing conference calls is, okay, strategic alliances. Think Barnes & Noble and Starbucks and create alliances and companies that people, where you go to create. Remember, what happens when you go to Barnes & Noble? You can buy a book or you can pull out a magazine and you can sit down and read. What do? Starbucks has a stand in there. So while you're sitting there, you're going to go over and you're going to get a cup of coffee. So for Starbucks, that creating an audience with Barnes & Noble has helped them increase their sales and get people used to buying their products. It got to a point where you had a Starbucks in every corner. Then as the economy started going down, they started cutting back because they realized no one store was making enough money because people were not drinking as much coffee all day long. So they had to come up with a new strategy. And you've seen them leverage with different people. You've also seen them leverage people to help you build and manage. Okay, now here's another idea. You can't do everything. So remember, there's virtual assistants that you can hire and work with. What you can do is you can go out and you can hire a secretary, but what you do is you have them work from home doing the work for you. That allows you more flexibility. That means that you don't have to go rent an office space with a secretary. And that's the way things are being done today. And you can have someone work for you from home, pay them $10, $15 an hour, and say hire them for 20, 25 hours a week, and then they can do the things that relieve you and give you time to focus on what you really love to do. And remember, I know that when you're starting in business, it's often tight, but to grow your business, you have to look at if I am stuck doing all of the administrative work as well as doing the sailing, then that's taking away 50% of my time that's going to keep me from actually putting time in doing it where I need to be doing it, which is working on getting the income. And you also want to look at having a person of influence, because everyone has a network. Not everyone is a person of influence. A person of influence's network includes your target market. One way big business gets done is that large companies leverage each other's networks. An example of this is Barnes & Noble and Starbucks. Years ago, Starbucks approached Barnes & Noble with the idea of putting Starbucks inside several Barnes & Noble stores. The idea was a huge hit, and Starbucks got its coffee shop into 500 Barnes & Noble stores overnight. Starbucks has used the point of interest strategy. They leveraged the network of Barnes & Noble. Starbucks has repeated this strategy with several other networks, including restaurants, hotels, churches, and grocery stores. This point of interest exercise is to identify point of interest that you can approach and leverage your network. And let me tell you, I like to get the Frappuccinos, Starbucks Frappuccino. So, and I would go into Starbucks and buy it for $1.25. But I can go into Target in their grocery store and I can get a case of four for $5. So that means if I have one a day, then I've had that'll last me 4 days. Well, you know, for me, if you have to drink, and I'm not a real coffee drinker, so I'm not going to get their $4 and $5 coffee. But what are some things that I can do that satisfies what I really love? And you want to think about doing joint ventures and strategic alliances. So make a list of potential joint venture and strategic alliance partners. Know the way you would like to work with each of them. And it's all about planning. Technology. One way to grow your business is to incorporate technology. Here are some ways you can use technology. Website, database, email, computer, software, internet marketing, and conference calls. How can you use technology to make more sales? So you need to look at things that you can do that's really going to get you the things that you want to do. And you need to set out a plan and a goal of when are you going to do it? And do you want to do it in 6 months? Do you want to do it in 3 months? Let's talk about creating, say, a 90-day plan. Look at the future for about 90 days. What did you accomplish this quarter? There are times in our lives when we take several steps back over a 90-day stretch. There are times in our lives when 90 days pass and we accomplish nothing. There are times in our lives when we make tremendous progress over 90 days. The next 90 days will be one of those tremendous progress stretches in your life. When we put intention into action, it is incredible what we can accomplish. You get what you focus on. Over the next 90 days, you will improve your focus, your discipline, and your action. What skills will you develop? What goals will you strive for? How often will you plan your day on paper? How much debt will you pay? How much money will you save? How much money will you invest? What will motivate you this quarter? What is the one area of business where you will make the most improvement? What will you accomplish that will surprise your coworkers, friends, and spouse? What are three reasons you can succeed this quarter? Your baseline represents everything you are doing to produce your current results. Your actions, time management goals, marketing, mindset. What are three things that you can add to your baseline this quarter to increase your results? What do you have to become in order to accomplish your outcome? And what I want to do here is back up, and there is a software project that you can use for free and unless you decide to buy it. And it is a $300 program, but you can continue to use it as long as you want, even though it says a 30-day trial period. And what that is it's a way to strategically plan out a program for yourself on how you're going to set goals for yourself in the next 90 days. And write everything down and work on each of those things every day till you have achieved that one project. Planning tips. Begin with the end in mind. Mastermind your plan with others you respect. Incorporate systems into your planning. Review your written plan often during the quarter. What are your top 5 90-day outcomes? What tactical actions do you need to take to accomplish your 90-day outcomes? What are the outcomes for the first 30 days? What tactical actions do you need to take to accomplish your 30-day outcomes. What are your outcomes for the second 30 days? What tactical actions do you need to take to accomplish your second 30-day outcomes? What are your outcomes for the third 30 days? What tactical actions do you need to take to accomplish your third 30-day outcomes? What are your weekly outcomes? What tactical actions do you need to take to accomplish your weekly outcomes? What are your daily outcomes? What tactical actions do you need to take to accomplish your daily outcomes? Handling objections. Selling is like chess. Part of chess is anticipating your opponent's moves. I do not view sales as a competition against the prospect, but the concept is powerful. There are typically 7 to 12 common objections in any industry. That is great news. You can choose to improve your objection handling techniques and responses. The first step is to identify the common objections in your industry. For example, I need to think about it. I don't have any money. I need to talk it over with someone. Can you fax me some information? I don't have the time. Your price is too high. I am already working with someone. We already tried it and it didn't work. I am interested. Identify the common objections in your industry. There are many ways to address these objections. Here are several techniques. One of the most powerful ways to handle an objection is with a story. The reason stories are so persuasive is that they act as invisible selling. Stories also suspend time. Identify true stories that address the objection. One way to start off the story is by saying, "That reminds me of a story of a client who was in a similar situation. Let me share that with you and what they did." You can answer the objection with the question. Here are two examples. The price is too high. By too high, what exactly do you need? How much is too much? Compared to what? I don't have the time. When will you have the time? On a scale of 1 to 10, how motivated are you to move forward? What do you mean by that? Solve the problem. One way to handle an objection is to identify and solve the problem. Isolate. Isolating the objection is one of my favorite techniques. I like it because it is very effective and easy to learn. Here are two examples. I don't have the money. I can appreciate that. Other than the money, is there anything else that is preventing you from taking action today? Objection. I don't have the time. Other than the time, is there anything else preventing you from moving forward today? Bring out the objection. This is another very simple yet very powerful technique. Bringing out the objection is the opposite of isolate. Oftentimes, the true objection is a non-stated objection. Many times, the prospect will not reveal the true objection. Each objection that they give you is a stall, not an objection. When you use this technique, it encourages the prospect to be honest with you. Here are two examples. I don't have the money. I understand. So what you are saying is that you don't have the money. Is that correct? Let them respond. I am sure that you have some other concerns before moving forward. Do you mind sharing those other concerns with me? I need to think about it. I understand. Other than thinking about it, I am sure that you have some other concerns. Do you mind sharing those other concerns with me? Before it comes up, this is one of the most powerful techniques of handling objections. You can reverse engineer your sales presentation to anticipate the objections that the prospect might bring up. Then you can address the objections in the body of the sales presentation. Script. You can develop scripted responses to each objection. Here is an example. I need to speak to my wife. I understand. So if your wife says yes, Does that mean that you will do it? Let them respond, yes. Let me ask you a different question. What if she says no? Build a script book of common objections that come up in your industry and list multiple responses to each of them. Limiting beliefs. What are your limiting beliefs? Here are a few. I am not experienced enough. I don't have a college degree. I am too old. I don't have any money. I don't have any time. List your limiting beliefs. Once you have done so, cross out each limiting belief and write next to them, empowering, for example, instead of saying, I am too old, say, with each passing day, I gain valuable wisdom that will help me. Your highest and best use. What is the single highest and best use of your time? Procrastination. List three actions you have been putting off in your business. Survey questions from my question book. List the training you would like to attend with my company. Your comfort zone. Most people tend to operate within their comfort zone. List three ways you can expand your comfort zone in your business over the next 90 days. Become an expert. People like to do business with experts. Make a list of things you could do to position yourself as an expert. Add new action page. You have just finished all but the last exercise. For your last exercise, write down the new actions you are going to take to immediately increase your sales results. And think about what it is that you can do that can really help you get to that level of where you want to be and how you can make it grow and benefit you down the road. And think of the things that you can do that can really put you where you want to be in the future and how you can grow. And remember, you need to learn how to perfect everything so you can build your business in the right direction and go with it where you really want to be. And remember, all of the things that you do today, they're going to impact where you are in the future, because you may start small today. Guess what? The more you build, the more you expand, the more wisdom you gain, the better you're going to be at what you really want to be and have the skills to do what you really want to do. And for that, we need to look at things that we can really build on and how we can expand on and really make things benefit us that's going to put us to the next level. And when you're selling yourself, look at the things that you can do that's going to really help you sell yourself. And that's just it. People don't think about how no matter what business you're in today, you are in essence selling yourself in everything you do. So becoming very good at sales, becoming good at telling stories, becoming good at overcoming objections, then guess what? That's going to put you at the next level, and that's going to give you an advantage over someone else down the road and how it's going to impact you down the road. And think of the things that you can really do that can really put yourself in a position to be more successful. And what I want to do is, in the last few minutes, is see how we can help you get your sales story down and how it can help you get yourself to the next level that you want to be at and how you can really perfect the things that you really need to do to get yourself to that next level. So what I want you to do is sit down and write down these things and see how you can put it to the level that you want to be and how you can really get to where you can build your business and make it successful. And think of the things that can really help you put yourself at the level that you really need to be. And remember, selling is a learned skill. And how are you – what's the inner action, what's your outer game, and what action are you going to take? And think of the things that can really help you. And remember, 80% of the solution is recognition. For instance, until you recognize that you have a problem, unless you are willing to go to that next level and plan how you are going to make it all work for you, then guess what? You're going to stagnate. To move yourself to the next level, whether it be in sales, whether you're selling a product for yourself, whether you're selling a product for someone else, or however you want to move it, you have to plan where you want to be in the future, where you want to be in the present. You need to look at some things that you can do that's going to get you the things that you want to be in. How are you going to make these things work for you? How are you going to get the things where you want it to be? And also, plan out your future. Plan out where you want everything to be. Plan out where you're going to get and how you're going to move it. And think of it as stage selling is to focus on selling to the process and taking him to the next step. And how are you going to get him to that next step? And how are you going to put it in a way that's going to get you what you really want in life? And how are you going to get yourself to the level that you really want it to be? And how can you put yourself in a place that's going to get you what you really want? And how are you going to get yourself to that level that's going to really make it all work for you? And then I want to invite you to come back next week when we're going to talk about how to price your services. Because that's the biggest thing that I have found out is that some people, because they want people to be their clients, they're willing to cut their prices, but what they're doing is what's happening is if you have a prospect, you're going to charge him less than the next person, and you think that because you're charging less that you're going to get the sale before someone else. In certain respects, depending on what the product is, that may be right. But then what happens is if you're not as good as the next person and they're charging more money, or you may be more of an expert, but remember, you also need to give value. Value is what makes everything work right. And in selling, just in what we're discussing here, you need to think of the things that you can do that's really going to put you at the level that you want to be. And what I want to do is also remind you, since we're coming down to the last minute, is that you can go to my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for coaching services where we can work with you and help you get to the level you want to be. And when you're starting a business and you're a sole proprietor, you need to think of the things that you're going to do and plan it out and stage it out in a way that's going to help you get to the level that you want to be and how you're going to perfect it in the future and make it all work for you. Where is your expertise? How can you also bring in someone else in as a virtual assistant and let them do for you the things that you don't like to do? And we can help you set this all up and work with it, and I invite you to come back next week when we talk about how you can price your services.